Could the mobile operating system to challenge iOS and Android come from China? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Molly Wood. The Chinese electronics giant Huawei is the world's second biggest smartphone manufacturer, and it suddenly finds itself without an official mobile operating system. Google is scheduled to cut off Huawei's access to its official version of Android as of August. That follows a U.S. ban on doing business with Huawei. Huawei says it's been working on its own mobile operating system, and meanwhile, the Chinese company ByteDance, which owns the hit social network TikTok, said it would explore launching its own custom phone with preloaded ByteDance apps. But many have tried to build alternatives to either Android or Apple's iOS, and so far all have failed. Julie Osk is a principal analyst at Forrester Research. She said the reason is any new mobile operating system just doesn't have enough apps.
It just takes a lot of momentum to build out an ecosystem with a developer community that's going to build enough services and apps for your platform or for your operating system to make the device compelling to consumers.
Do you think that the way to success for a third-party mobile OS developer is to sort of reimagine the ecosystem? Like, for example, we're talking about two Chinese companies. We know that integrated messaging is already huge in China. Like, is it possible that a company could come along and say, we're going to build a new mobile operating system that's 100% dependent on messaging and mobile web?
So I think a company could come along and do that. And that would fit a slice of the market. And that would be a good plan that might carry a company for the next 3 to 5 to 8 years. We haven't seen that success replicated, though, outside of China. So it may be the right strategy for China, but I think you have to also be willing to look beyond and say, what about voice and immersive experiences and what's next? You know, things that are more ambient.
So you think where the duopoly is likely to continue until we actually transcend, let's say, smartphones completely?
I think, Molly, I mean, we've both been in mobile long enough to remember when the center of power was in Europe. And, you know, Nokia dominated the world with their Symbian operating system. So I don't think there's ever like a forever in this picture. I think absolutely we could see the center of gravity shift west and into Asia. And then who knows what's next?
This gets to my theory about the parallel tech economy in China, that it could, the only place that could incubate competition at that level really is China. And then it could, depending on, you know, global relations, sort of come screaming out of there like real competition to Apple and Google?
Hasn't happened yet, but could, right? But I would tell you, Marley, I have a pretty limited perspective, right? We've watched Tencent try to come to the U.S. We've watched Baidu, and we've watched them put beachheads, you know, out in Silicon Valley, but I haven't seen much come of it yet.
Julie Osk is a principal analyst at Forrester Research. Huawei has said its mobile operating system should be ready to launch by 2020. And now for some related links. Now, Julie Osk was diplomatic about whether Asia could end up producing the next great mobile operating system. Business Insider? Not so much. It's got a story with two charts showing how back in 2010, there were 6 or 7 mobile operating systems. And yes, Nokia's Symbian OS was by far the most popular. And 9 years later, there are 2. And that is it. I mean, the poor Windows Phone OS didn't even make it onto either chart. That's how fast it came and went. Samsung tried to build its own OS twice. BlackBerry would not give up. Mozilla tried with Firefox OS. I mean, even Amazon had a go at it. And jerks like me would review those phones and go, yeah, but there's no official Instagram app. And now the 30% cut that Apple takes from app sales, the amount of money that developers can make selling apps and services on these phones, pretty much means the app economy is here to stay, as long as that's the experience we expect on our smartphones. It's beyond an uphill climb for Huawei or ByteDance or anyone else. Now, that said, The Economist has a story from April about yet another challenger rising in India based on Mozilla's Firefox OS. It's on 50 million or so lower-end phones in India and Indonesia, and Rizdal over there will appreciate this. It's called Kai OS. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.